Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting our views of top energy events of last week. I'm Matt Sully, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, for the holiday shortened week last week, it sure was a long one. Not to be outdone by prior 2 weeks, volatility really spiked the third week of January. After falling 12% in 2 days and hitting a new low down 60% from the 2014 peak, MLP snapped back Thursday and Friday to close the week slightly positive. Seriously? You can't make this stuff up. To help give some context around the volatility, the first week of the year saw an average daily price swing of 2%. Week two, that increased to 3%. Last week, the average daily price swing was nearly 6%. So to summarize, for the week, oil gained 9.4%, E&Ps were up 6.4%, MLPs picked up 1.6%, and the broad S&P Energy Index increased 1.9%. As you can imagine, the question we're constantly being asked is, what's driving the volatility? Unfortunately, I don't have a perfect explanation, but I can tell you market prices have totally dislocated from fundamentals at this point and are being driven by fear and technicals in our view. Crude has continued to slide, absent the last 2 days. And MLP correlation with oil has increased to 0.9 since the fourth quarter, compared to 0.4 long-term. Along with the continued oil drop and extreme negative sentiment, we're seeing technical pressure from short selling, deleveraging, fund liquidations, and a dearth of buyers. As an example, MLP open-end funds and exchange-traded products raised a meager $2.5 billion in 2015. This compares to $17.5 billion in 2014. So where does this leave us on MLP valuation? Well, as of the close on Friday the 22nd, MLP yield stood at roughly 11% for the index, over 3 standard deviations wide of the 10-year average and 5 standard deviations wide of the 5-year average. And at an 8.5 median enterprise value to EBITDA multiple, MLPs are currently trading at a 20% discount to utilities on a tax-adjusted basis. We think this is pretty attractive, especially since MLPs have had 3 times the distribution growth of utilities since 2013. Speaking of distribution growth, contrary to market fears, distributions aren't being cut across the board. In fact, they have grown nicely for our midstream portfolios. So far, over half our MLP portfolio has reported Q4 distributions, and on a weighted average basis, they increased roughly 3% sequentially over the third quarter and over 12% compounded annual run rate. Maybe the MLP model's not dead after all. In earnings news, Kinder Morgan and Schlumberger reported earnings last week. Now, if you look at public filings, you'll see we aren't a big holder of Kinder Morgan. However, they do have an extensive suite of assets, and their earnings report provides a good read-through for other MLPs. This quarter really highlighted the difference between core and non-core assets. Their core segments did well during the quarter, including natural gas and refined product pipelines. As an example, volumes in the refined products segment were up 2% year-over-year in the fourth quarter and 3% for the full year. And their natural gas pipeline segment volumes beat our estimate by 1% in spite of mild weather, and volumes for the full year were up 6% over 2014. However, this was offset by their non-core assets, their oil production business, and their bulk terminals, where low commodity prices and weak coal demand hurt cash flows. We did view their CapEx reduction positively, given that most of it came out of the oil production business, where returns are simply unacceptable in the current environment. On that note, we believe right-sizing of growth budgets relative to the current outlook will be a key theme on Q4 earnings, which we view positively. Management teams really want to avoid issuing equity and debt at current distress levels, and delaying discretionary growth is an effective way to limit external capital needs during the dislocated markets. Some examples include Kinder Morgan, Plains, One Oak, Targa, and most recently today, Williams, who on average have reduced their capital budgets 40% from 2015 levels. Admittedly, these companies are likely on the high end of reductions given their particularly elevated cost of capital. While we haven't had any E&P earnings reports yet, we expect even more pronounced CapEx reductions here. Thus far, 13 public E&Ps have announced capital plans for 2016 with an average 30% capital reduction versus 2015, while still generating flat year-over-year production. In oilfield service earnings, Schlumberger reported results in line with expectations. Specifically, North American revenues were down 14% quarter-over-quarter, with margins falling to 7.1%. We expect other service firms to report lower revenue and thinner margins as well, and we expect pressure pumping and other land service companies to potentially report results lighter than consensus based off Schlumberger's statement about pricing becoming more unsustainable. Operationally, Schlumberger is reducing its workforce by 10,000 and streamlining overhead, infrastructure, and its asset base. We would not be surprised if other service firms take similar measures. Finally, Schlumberger announced a $10 billion share repurchase program, signaling they see significant value at current trading levels. Capital market activity remained slow last week, but we did have two investment-grade rated bond issuances from pipeline companies Williams and TransCanada, and a small equity offering from Synergy Resources, a DJ Basin producer. Well, that wraps up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.